tirarele. Ya digo vida. Tirarele. I want to get up. Swinging around from every town to town. I swing around and I never move down. Today is a jungle down in this town. Every time I look at you, I go, hey, can you drop it, hey? Ya mi querida. You drop it, hey, hey. I want to tell you. But the day, but the day, but the day. Stay my baby, monkey, I ain't no other place. But the day,
it's Anything, Anything. I'm Rich Russo. A little set for Nixon there. We had Disco Nixon into The Dickie Do by Mike Pedison, into You Drive Me Ape, You Big Gorilla by The Dickies. Nixon's birthday is coming up on Wednesday. And You Drive Me Ape, You Big Gorilla. When you think of Big Gorilla, the biggest gorilla of them all is King Kong. Soupy Sales' birthday is on Tuesday. So I think we need to play King Kong by Soupy Sales.
Okay, that's,
what do you think?
That's fair, but the whole theme going there with The Dickie and I...
No, it went Dickie into Gorilla into a song about the biggest gorilla of them all,
yeah,
King Kong.
I know.
And Soupy Sales' birthday is coming
up. I didn't
up
know what you were going to say about the biggest, you know.
There you go. King Kong, hit it.
I go King Kong every time you pass me on the street.
King Kong, oh King Kong.
I go King Kong even though I know we'll never ever meet.
King Kong, oh King Kong.
My heart is making a monkey out of me. Just a great big monkey filled with misery. Cause you don't go King Kong when you see me.
King Kong, oh King Kong.
I go King Kong, cause you're such an itty bitty pretty thing.
King Kong, oh King Kong.
I go King Kong, and for me you make the jungle birdie sing.
King Kong, oh King Kong.
The voodoo drum starts beating in my heart, but you don't feel the beat, guess we're miles apart. No, you don't go King Kong when you see me.
King Kong, oh King Kong.
I go King Kong, cause you're such an itty bitty pretty thing.
King Kong, bow, King Kong.
I go King Kong, and for me you make the jungle birdie sing.
King Kong, bow, King Kong.
My heart is making a monkey out of me. Just a great big monkey filled with misery. Cause you don't go King Kong when you see me.
King Kong, bow, King Kong.
Been fighting with my shield and fidgets through. The thoughts will soon revert to you. I'm about as bashful as a tribal dance. The first and final chance, and course the audience are frighteners and fiends, divided up into two teams. When the acrobat fell off the beam, she broke everyone's heart. I'm pinned down by the dark. A-N-I-M-A-L makes my head pirouette. More than I would be willing to confess. D-A-N-G-R-O-U-S. D-A-N-G-R-O-U-S. The most unsuitable pet. It's been long enough now, so let's make a mess.
Anything on Rich Russo. Dangerous Animals by the Arctic Monkeys. Alex Turner of the Arctic Monkeys' birthday is today. He shares the birthday with me. And if Alex Turner was sitting here with me right now, know what I would give him?
A hug.
I'd give him a hug, yes. I would give him a hug.
And the 6-point.
I'd give him a 6-point beer. What 6-point do you think the head of the Arctic Monkeys would drink?
I think they're from England. They like their darker beers.
So you're thinking Diesel?
A Diesel, but we've already talked about the Diesel. So let's go, for the sake of promoting 6-point.
Good segue, Greg.
With the Bengali Tiger. He would love the Bengali Tiger, monkeys, well, there you go, the animals. He's a big fan.
Well, I was hoping that I didn't have to lead you that path, because we played a song, Dangerous Animals, and when I said that, I assumed you might just automatically say Bengali Tiger.
Yeah,
that's where I was pushing you. It took me 10 minutes to get to that.
Yeah, but you know the way I am. I make things difficult. Let me tell you something, Rich. If I were to write some copy for
What would you write for Bengali Tiger?
I would say the 6-point homebrewed IPA interpretation, blaze orange in color, with an abundance of citrus hop bitterness and a full pine and grapefruit bouquet in the aroma.
I have to admit, the iPhone 5 is the greatest thing that's ever happened to
me. iPhone 5, the iPhone 5 is my brain.
But it's amazing, because you have stepped it up in terms of knowledge of remembering things and creating things because it's almost like you're like Linus with the blanket, because you're holding the phone as you're reading that. It's like it's a crutch.
I'm not reading it. This is
as its stream of consciousness. Let me rephrase that.
Yeah, why are you ruining hold on. There could be someone listening who needs a copywriter. Why are you ruining my chances at a job?
Anyway, follow 6-point on Twitter. At 6-point, go to 6point.com and find out where you can buy 6-point beer. Why don't we take a break right now? When we come back, what are we thinking? Some other birthdays we'll get to that other than mine. We'll celebrate some other people's birthdays. We'll figure out who it's going to be during the commercial break. Stick around.
Hey, everybody. This is David Johansen, and this is Rich Russo's Anything, Anything.
I could do.
It's Anything, Anything. I'm Rich Russo. David Johansen from his solo album In Style with You Touched Me Too. David Johansen's birthday is coming up on Wednesday. Michael Stipe's birthday, who's very influenced by the New York Dolls, his birthday was last week, was actually last Thursday. Was it last Thursday, Greg? No, it was last Friday. Friday, right?
Yeah, Friday.
So why don't we do, since we're going to, let's go from You Touched Me Too by David Johansen into R.E.M. from Life's Rich Pageant, Just a Touch. Anything, anything.
January 4th.
It's Friday.
Yeah, I'm a big Michael Stipe fan. You know that. I have posters.
You're an Atlanta boy, of course.
I have posters all over my room. He's from Athens.
Go on Twitter, stop following Sarah Palin, and instead go follow Rich Russo, which is at DJ Rich Russo, because by following Sarah Palin, you're just giving that homophobe more fuel. I don't know if you're going to be able to use that one, but...
You should say who you are.
Oh, and this is Jack from Steel Train, and I back that I said...
Touch me back. Oh, I say you gotta touch me back. sucking jaws, eating colors, nothing black. Wouldn't touch it, touch me bad. Tunnel eyes through a tube. Lights out, boo 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 boo. Turn back, I hear you sing. A train coming fast, blood whistle blowing. Eating colors, nothing black. Wouldn't touch it, touch me bad. Tunnel eyes through a tube. Lights out, go cuckoo tube. Come on, Jersey, sing it loud. I spent many years flipping out.
Anything, anything. I'm Rich Russo. Steel Train, Touch Me Bad. Steel Train just played, I want to say they're their final shows. They played two shows to complete like their decade. That was a decade of Steel Train. They played sold out show at Maxwell's on Friday night, and then Saturday night they played sold out Bowery Ballroom. Fantastic shows, and I give them credit. They had one day of rehearsing, and they mixed up the sets both nights. They did Touch Me Bad, of course, and fantastic. Give Jack a lot of credit with all the stuff going on with Fun. Bravo.
What kind of shoes was Jack wearing on stage?
Like his Converse, like...
So the boots are gone.
He was wearing sneakers, yeah. Well, I don't know what he was wearing at Maxwell's. I didn't look... When I was downstairs talking to him after the show, I don't know what he wore. But anyway, then we went from Touch Me Bad into Too Bad on Your Birthday, Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. And if you do that, if you read that correctly, since today is my birthday, as you know, Too Bad on Your Birthday, which to me isn't too bad that something's gone wrong on your birthday. It's Too Bad on Your Birthday, which means I should play a song called Too Bad by Doug and the Slugs. That's how I interpret it. Hit it.
You think Jack would like this shirt I'm wearing?
He's not a flannel guy.
Oh.
Too bad that you had to get caught. That's not like you to lose face. So sad that you're not as smart as you thought you were in the first place. Baby, I could use some of your persuasion.
Too bad persuasion.
Sorry, she's living now. I don't know, but I'll remember her the rest of my life.
Anything, I'm Rich Russo. The Continentals, Tulips from Amsterdam, from a 10-inch single from the New Wave discs that Epic Records put out in the late 70s. I remember buying that in the record store 1 year on my birthday. Tulips from Amsterdam, The Continentals. And I guess it could be tulips, like tulips, like that would kiss you with, or tulips, like the actual flower. I'm not quite sure. You know, when I burned it in, I put it as tulips, but now I should look at the record and wonder if it's one word as tulips. I really don't know. But it's a great song, and that's really all that matters.
Hey, Rich.
Yes, Greg.
What's better than four roses on a piano?
I have no idea.
Tulips on an organ.
Yeah, you were officially 15 years old. Anyway, Kim Wilson's birthday. Jesus. Kim Wilson's birthday is... same as mine. So why don't we play the Fabulous Thunderbirds? Look at that. Look at that. Right now on anything.
We'll be right back. The demands made upon you are hard to live up to. It's futile to try and deny. And the things you hold dearly are scoffed at and yearly judged once and then left aside. 'Cause they're blind, they hold you too close to the light. And I see what they only might if they learn, but they're letting you burn. 'Cause they're blind. To the brown-eyed beholder, see the chip on your shoulder that fools everyone to believe that you're so hard to talk to and so easy to read through, yet nobody looks past your sleeve. Yeah, 'cause they're blind, they hold you too close to the light. And I see what they only might if they learn, but they're letting you burn. 'Cause they're blind. They only like what they can see, and what they can't, they just can't agree. If you're wrong to me, run, run, only like the day with her, only like a date with her. Then you run back, then you run back blind.
Anything, anything. I'm Rich Russo. The Replacements, They're Blind. And we'll send it out for Louis Braille's birthday. His birthday was on Friday. So I figure we'll play a song with Blind in the title because he's the guy that came up with How Blind People Read.
Yeah, which is great.
It's great. It's fantastic.
But you ever notice that these Braille placards are in some very strange places that I really feel as though blind people have a hard time finding?
Right, because how would they know the placards are?
Yeah, there's like a room, any kind of room number in any kind of public building has it underneath, which, yes, you need to know the room number, but they're always located in strange places, like up high, in a corner, underneath the door frame. You don't want to go there. You don't want to talk about this anymore.
I really don't. Robert Duvall's birthday was the other day. Famous, great, great actor. The first role he ever played was in To Kill a Mockingbird. He played Boo Radley.
That's a cat, I thought.
No, Boo Radley's the main. He's like the main character, or one of the main characters, Kill a Mockingbird.
Oh yeah, I knew that. I've just known six.
Played
people.
By Robert Duvall is his favorite. It's his first ever on screen appearance, and there was a band called the Boo Radleys that did a song "There She Goes," which was originally done by the Laws, but the Boo Radleys version I feel is completely dominant, much better. So why don't we play that one? Boo Radleys for Robert Duvall's birthday. "There She Goes." It's anything, anything.
I just want to clarify. I know six people who've named their cat Boo Radley. It's very popular amongst cat names.
Look the same up on the rack. still strong. Nothing's changed but the surrounding bullshit that has grown. I saw the strain creeping. He seems distracted, and I know just what is gonna happen next before his first step. He ends up again.
Anything, anything. I'm Rich Russo. Pearl Jam, Off He Goes. And we will send that out to my friend Anthony and Elise, who right now are inducing labor to have their baby be born. And he's in a Pearl Jam cover band called No Code, the original version of that. We heard a live version there. It was from the album No Code. So that I'm sending that out. Off He Goes to really Here He Comes.
On your birthday?
On my birthday, but no, he'll be out after because they started inducement a little while ago.
How so disappointing.
He will not come out on my birthday. Anyway, want to send that out to them. And let's close out tonight. And before we lead into Tom Cunningham and Boss Time Radio, I'm going to tell a little story about Tom Cunningham. Tom Cunningham, before he was married to the lovely Joyce, was a European like celebrity, like a swinger. And he traveled Europe, Eastern Europe especially. And he basically was kind of like Zoolander from that movie. He was a cross between like, he was like a man about town.
Do his kids know this?
They're going to find out right now if they're listening. And in his travels, he would, this is before he's married, so he was able to do this, he would have activity with many, many women. And he actually fathered a couple children. One is named Valeska Steiner, and the other one is named Sonja Glass. Because their dad is such a music freak, they formed a band called Boy. And they have a brand new song out. So we're going to lead into Tom Cunningham's Boss Time Radio with his illegitimate children singing a song called Little Numbers. I want to thank everybody for listening. I want to thank everybody for the happy birthday wishes.
It's unbelievable.
It's unbelievable. And Tom Cunningham and Boss Time Radio is next. This is Boy, Little Numbers. We will be back next week. This has been Anything, Anything. I'm Rich Russo.
Who knew?